Episode 5.
No, no, not this way. We've got to see that boy, the one I missed.
Sorry, sir. I didn't think you wanted me along to pursue the questioning.
Give me the address. I'll navigate us there.
It's on that paper on the dash.
Next left. Then a mile further and another left.
Pretty shabby out this way.
Rows and rows of identical houses and tiny patches of grass. You wonder sometimes if the housing authorities designed these low-income neighborhoods to keep the police and fire brigades confused.
The street's pretty quiet. It is only early afternoon. Not many people are home.
Well, if the clinic's been closed, the stock clerk ought to be at home.
Brigadier, I'm not sure that a young man with no job to go to for a few days is going to lie about on a warm, early summer day.
Yes, thank you for your advice, Miss Grant. But now that we're here, perhaps we should try.
Yes, sir, of course.
Here it is. Pull over here.
What's that then? Are you police?
Military, madam. We are trying to track down some medical supplies at the establishment where, a Mr. Jeffrey Banner works.
Oh, Jeffrey, ish for you. About the clinic.
Here he comes.
It's the lad who slashed Jules.
Let's go! Try to keep us in sight then. His wind will give out, and then I'll bring him down. Can't keep it up, can you, my lad? Now I've got you. Now where did he go?
Brigadier! He's down this way. He went round the corner and backtracked.
Right. It's a dead end. He won't get over that plank fence.
He's trying.
We'll see about that. Now I've got you. Come down. You won't get over.
Get off of me, old man. I'm not going with you.
You're only making it worse. Come down. I don't want to pull you down onto the paving.
Let me go, I say.
Miss Grant, help me. He's slipping my grasp.
I've got his trouser leg. Come down! We got his trousers!
Come on, there must be a way around this fence.
Do you see him?
No, no, it's no use. This is police work now. Let's get back to Jules and let his people take care of this.
Inside here. Go ahead of me. And remember, I'll use this gun.
All right.
Take off your jacket and waistcoat.
Very well.
Sit there, in that ladder-back chair.
All right. What is this, a consulting room? What are you planning?
Put one of these handcuff bracelets onto your left wrist.
Yes, well, I suppose I have no choice. Nice tool to have in a doctor's office.
It has its uses, doctor. Put your hands behind your back and look straight ahead. Don't move.
Look, that's awfully tight.
I'm handcuffing your wrist through the chair. You won't be able to move without taking the chair with you.
You can't stay in here forever, you know.
I can stay in here for as long as I need to.
With the police surrounding the place?
They are not surrounding the place, Doctor. They are watching the front to make sure that nobody goes inside. About once every half hour, somebody walks the perimeter of the place. Right now, their main concern is keeping onlookers away from their own barricade. I can come and go as I like through the back way.
Oh, and what about me? They know I've entered. If I don't come out soon, they'll get suspicious. You'd better let me go.
Oh, I don't think so. I can move swiftly enough now that you are restrained. I want to get a look at those passes and notes I took from you. Here they are. Well, now, let's see. That's a hospital phone number somebody wrote down for you. I recognize it. Shall I call the desk to see who is occupying that room, or will you tell me?
It's no difference to me that you know. It's the room of Inspector Jules.
But a woman wrote this down for you. That's a woman's penmanship.
You can't know that. I may very well have written it down myself.
Of course I can. There are differences in handwriting between men and women.
All right. It's a woman's handwriting. Most of the nurses on that floor are women, after all.
Oh, no, Doctor. A nurse is busy. C would tell you the number and expect you to write it down. No, let's see. Joe Grant, attached to the lab at Unit. No, some eager little hand wrote that number for you and slipped it dutifully in your pocket, so you would have it in case you need it later. Why, look at this. Miss Grant is attached to the science lab. Access to chemical stores and hazardous materials.
Yes, we are an intelligence task force, madam. I told you that.
You also told me that you are the scientific advisor. It was she, wasn't it, who spotted the decanters? She was in here that day with the inspector, and then she told you. She works for you, doesn't she?
We all work for Lethbridge Stewart. Miss Grant is part of British intelligence, as her pass will tell you. That was why she was investigating with Inspector Jules. She and I have worked together occasionally.
You're sweating. It's on your forehead. Yes, even into your hairline. You're sweating because you're lying and you don't like it, and because you're worried for her. You know what I can make you do to her, even if you don't understand it.
I am worried for all women. You obviously had a hand in the deaths of 5 women at the very least. That gives me great cause for worry.
There's no such thing as being worried for all women, Doctor. Not enough to sweat over it. Fear is an acute thing, and it is directed towards preserving the self and those closest to the self. The pulse is a good indicator of acute fear. Let's see how frightened you are. Why is your pulse so strange?
Luck, I suppose.
I'll get my stethoscope. You know, you do wear the oddest clothes. Still, I'll undo just the top 3 buttons, Doctor. No need to worry about your modesty.
Modesty in men probably strikes you as funny.
I'm not sure I've ever seen modesty in men. All right, deep breath. Oh, well, don't if you don't want to. I can hear what I want to hear. Is that an echo? It almost sounds like 2 heartbeats. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I am remarkably fit for a man of my years. Look, how did you stumble upon this neural irritant?
I didn't stumble upon it, Doctor. It was abandoned years ago after being sent to market prematurely.
What?
Skin is slightly less warm than is normal. Eyes look healthy. Glands at the throat are healthy. Yes, it was originally designed for women, a birth control formula meant to suppress the production of estrogen. It didn't work. The whole thing was badly thought out and inadequately tested, but rushed to market and then quickly removed from the shelves because of its side effects. You don't like being touched, do you?
Well, it's bearable.
Oh, shall I kiss you again and change your mind?
If you like, why not look into my eyes first?
I warn you.
Come now, I'm handcuffed to this chair. Surely you're not frightened.
This won't take long, Doctor. One injection into the base of the skull, and that will be the end.
Those syringes are empty. Change your mind.
I think I'm going to want a sample or 2 of you, Doctor, and then we'll figure out how to properly dose you. Sorry about the shirt sleeve, but it will have to go. All in the interest of science. I happened upon an article written by one of the NHS safety reviewers. The drug had never been administered to men, of course, but this researcher warned that such a product, incorrectly administered, presented a tremendous danger. Taken out of design limits, given in a high dosage, administered to men, it could produce monsters. This may hurt.
Pushing the syringe in that hard won't maintain the blood flow, madam.
The viscosity of the blood is different, abnormal. It took me years to find the correct dosage. Too much actually makes the men drop dead, as you witnessed with the late lamented Mr. Harding. His was an unusual case. That's the first one. Now for the second sample. Almost finished. I think yours will be an unusual case, Doctor.
Dr. Smith, please call down to surgery. Dr. Smith, please report to surgery. Surgery call for Dr. Smith.
Orderly line 2. Orderly line 2.
Inspector Jules, the nurse said you shouldn't laugh. You shouldn't do anything to stress those stitches.
Oh, no, and it does hurt, but look at this, his trousers.
Doctor,
here you are, Sergeant. What do you make of those? Looks like boys' denim trousers to me, sir.
Well, at least you're not angry.
Oh, no, not too difficult to track a lad who's running about with no trousers. Sergeant, get the word out on Jeffrey Banner. I'll be bound that no 18-year-old stripling took it on himself to attempt the theft of Mr. Harding's head. We've got to see who sent him to get it.
The question is, did he do the tampering with the medical supplies? Or was the incident in the morgue just a one-off for whoever is really doing this?
Well, he's certainly somebody's errand boy. How much he knows about what is going on, we shall have to determine in questioning. He surely cannot understand the chemistry of what is being done. But he's old enough and smart enough to know that tampering with medications is illegal. If he had a hand in it, even knew about it, then he's an accomplice.
Well, I've no doubt he can put the finger on the person or persons responsible.
Look, it would have to be somebody at the nutrition clinic. Somebody he answers to, somebody who picks up the materials from him and passes them back to him to stock.
We've checked into that, miss. Each one of them comes out smelling like a rose. There are four, what they call nutritional consultants.
Doctors?
No, sir. Places like that are run by a board of supervisors made up of medical doctors. All the actual work with the patients is done by people trained in nutrition. This lot checks out. None of them have a strong enough background in chemistry to concoct any type of pseudo-hormone. They were questioned separately, and their accounts of each other and the way the place is run all check out. It maybe wasn't the best organized place in the world, but they all seem to be what they profess, and they all seem to have a genuine care and concern for their patients. They gave us full rein over the place when we went in to investigate.
Well, if the actual clinic work is done by the nutritional counselors, what does the supervisory board do?
Nothing at all. Aye, nice work if you can get it. We'll check them. Well, I don't suppose they spend more than 1 hour a year at the clinic, just long enough to assure that finances are in order and take their shares.
But they might have access to it.
Jules here. Oh, right. Hang on. Joe.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. Yes, Joe Grant here.
Hello, Miss Grant. The doctor asked me to call you. I hope you're not too busy.
Not at the moment. Does he need something?
Well, yes, I don't know where that leads, but I can find those specifications if you'll just give me a moment. The doctor's trying to get some material sampled for testing. Do you think you could run them down to a testing lab that we use?
Certainly. Are you both at the clinic?
Yes, I'm afraid he's a bit put out with me. Doesn't quite like my method, so we do have a lot of double-checking to do.
So it may be more than the air system decanters?
It's likely that everything is all right and safe, but we must check every single substance, and I'm afraid I don't move fast enough to suit the doctor.
Well, he can be like that, Dr. Mays, but he's really very good-hearted. I can be down there in a few minutes.
Thank you ever so much. You can just pull round to the back. There's a service alley that comes up from one street over. You don't even need to get out, Miss Grant. I'll bring the sample case to you in the back lot.
Right then, I'll see you in a few minutes. That was Dr. Mays. She's down at the clinic. Yes, Sergeant. They want me to go down and pick up some samples for testing at the police forensics lab. Perhaps that doctor bloke of yours had one of the lads pager. She was quite huffy about things this morning when we emptied the place and padlocked it.
The doctor is still at the clinic? He's certainly taking his time.
Well, yes, from what Dr. May said, I think he's sort of taking over and wants to do a lot of testing. Wants it done his way. I think he's being a bit difficult with her.
Well, you'd better go calm him down, Miss Grant.
Finished already? Who were you talking to out there?
I've spun your blood, taken a good look at it, run some basic tests on it.
And?
What are you? Who changed you? Were you made this way? Who made you then? You have a remarkably high blood pressure, Doctor, but a lower rate of circulation than most people do. And your blood? You obviously process oxygen very efficiently.
Thank you. One can only try.
But you are decidedly male. And that is all that is required. Though I plan to overdose you to be sure of some result.
You must realize that your drug will have very little effect on me.
We'll see. Anything injected into the base of the skull should have some effect. We'll hope it's not immediately toxic. But given the dense viscosity of your blood, Doctor, and the elastic strength required to move such blood in your system, I assume that absorption of any injection, anywhere, will occur fairly slowly. Just look straight ahead, unless you want to risk a broken syringe point in the base of your skull.
Would you mind telling me what your motive was in killing those women?
I didn't kill anybody, Doctor. Those men killed those women. Would you like a kiss before I get started? Shall I hold you first?
Why did you do this to them?
You should be a woman's doctor for a while. No, you should be a woman women's doctor.
That might be difficult.
They get them pregnant, sometimes as young as 12 or 13. Or they infect them, and then they beat them, kill them, tranquilize them. It's even in the medical profession, Doctor. But you must know that. Women are tranquilized 3 or 4 times more often than men. Their physical symptoms blindly attributed to depression.
Are you really doing this to get back at men?
And women keep following blindly after men, doing what they are told, keeping the home fires burning, making peace, covering over what goes on half the time, excusing it.
So you're getting your revenge on women. Why? Because some of them dare to be happy with the way things are.
Look at the size of that syringe, will you? Ever fancy anything that big going inside you? Here's a kiss now. Don't cry over it.
You're not proving anything.
I am showing the world what we get when manhood is allowed to go unchecked and unbridled, Doctor. I'll grip your hair to hold you steady. Keep still, because this is really going to hurt. Miss Grant is on her way over here now.
Why?
Because he believes you are being difficult to handle. So she's going to come in and calm you down. That's her role, isn't it?
No!
This is 3 times dosage. It will kill you. Well, you will kill her. Better stop that with a gag and get some soft wire to keep her from removing it. That's done. She's pulling in now. I'll be sure to send her right up. How's it coming, Dr. Mays? I have the samples inside, Miss Grant, but do you think you might come up and have a word with him?
Certainly.
It's a bit easier to bring you up the back steps than through the front. The police out front don't want anybody coming in, not even if they're cleared. It takes forever to be allowed through, and we just don't have the time.
No, I quite understand. And it didn't help the doctor's temper any to have to stand about and answer a policeman's questions.
Well, he can be a bit irritable when there's work to be done. Here we are. Do you remember the way? He's down that hall in the second consulting room. I'll get the sample cases.
Doctor? Doctor? Doctor! She's locked us in. What's happening? Doctor, can you hear me? Oh, that gag's too tight. Let me see if I can get the knot. Ouch! Oh, I'm bleeding. The gag's wrapped with wire. Doctor, do you hear me? Oh, you're sweating so hard. You're bleeding from the wire in that gag. What's she done to you? I'll get you loose. Here's luck. She dropped the handcuff key by the chair leg. Hold on. I know it's bad. Hold on. Oh, you're drenched. Doctor! Doctor.
I still know. I know. I know. Joe. 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 Here. Come here. Don't move. Don't move.
No, I'm not. Doctor, please. You're hurting my arm.
Don't move. Don't.
I can't move. Whatever you've done, it's paralyzed me.
No. No moving. Stop it. Not even the eyes.
Please.
Just steal you. And hate her. Now! She.
Kill you!
You! You're the one!
The exit's locked. It locked behind us when we came in.
You!
Stay back. I've got this gun. The second waiting room. I'll get to the front through there. Where are the police? Help! Help! Come to the front doors! He's not collapsing! What's keeping him alive? The X-ray room! He'll never get through that reinforced door! Even you can't get through this door! Now just bleed to death and be done with it! This room faces the back lot. All the police are out front. What's he doing? Maybe he's collapsed. I wonder if I could climb out this window.
You! I've done this!
Get
you're the one!
You. Get out of here! You! Smash your brains in with this chair! Get out of the window!
Pull him down!
You! You're the one! You!
Joel, stay back. We don't need your throat popping open.
Two of you, give those men a hand. And you, come with me to detain Russell and Mays.
That's done it. Get handcuffs on him. And it may take several. And don't hurt him if you can help it. He's been drugged.
Somebody's put at least one bullet into him, but it's not slowing him down much.
I'm going in to assess the damage. One of you call in an ambulance.
That purse there. Looks like she dropped it in a hurry to get away. Got a plane ticket in it. She was preparing to flee.
Perhaps destroying evidence when the doctor bungled in on her.
Or just waiting for one last victim. You know, come into my parlor and all that.
Where's Miss Grant?
I checked the waiting rooms. Both empty. Come on. Once Harding died, that must have been her own death knell. She tried to interfere with the autopsy by having the head stolen, but failed.
Looks like he burst down this door. It's Miss Grant! Good heavens! This is what we feared from the start!
Hang on, she's breathing. Eyes open, looking back and forth. I think she knows we're here. Can you hear me, Joe?
Call an ambulance, man.
Right, let me grab a radio.
Joe, we're here. Can you hear me? I'm just going to check your pulse. I have your hand. Can you feel the pressure of my hand? It's all right, Joe. Don't cry. Everybody's all right. You'll be all right, too. We'll get you to hospital. Don't try to talk. Everybody's all right. Jules and his men caught Dr. Mays.
Doctor!
He's alive. Oh, he's not quite himself. Be still, Joe. Are you in pain?
Not bad. Well, there's blood everywhere out there. Mays got him at least once with that gun, but it still hadn't slowed him down.
Joe, you mustn't try to get up.
Look, he's alive, dear, so you just wait for that ambulance.
The doctor will pull through. He always does.
Orderly line two. Orderly line two.
Miss Grant, may we come in?
Oh, yes, Brigadier. Good morning, Inspector Jules.
You're looking better this morning, Joe. Any pain?
Bit of soreness from where the doctor hit. I've got a tiny crack on my sternum, but I'm a lot better now that I've slept. I was just about paralyzed yesterday, but that's gone away. Just sore. Where is the doctor?
Down the hall, still unconscious. In that way of his. We know that Dr. Mays gave him a whopping big injection of that drug. So why did he stop attacking you? When we found him, he was raving.
I don't think he ever did attack me, Brigadier. I got to him while he was still able to think a bit clearly. I think the doctor did what he did to me to make sure that I would stop moving. We know that all those men were infuriated at seeing their wives or women move. Remember that? Each one said he had to make her be still.
As movement triggered a dominance response in them.
Predators are cued by the motion of prey. Good grief. When it comes right down to it, is that what we really are?
Only when we're doped up on some neural irritant. You might as well look at the silliness of a drunken man and ask if that's all we really are.
Well, I think by the time I got him free, he still had enough sense to know that he had to make me be still or he would kill me. So he used that Venusian Aikido of his on me.
Venusian Aikido?
Yes, well, the medical doctor here told me that if he had hit you only slightly harder, Miss Grant, he surely would have killed you.
But he didn't hit me slightly harder, Brigadier. Only hard enough to paralyze me. And then he bashed apart a solid door. So he could have killed me easily if that was what he had wanted.
I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall when Rosalind May saw him burst apart that door. Talk about your sins coming back to haunt you.
He was out of control by then. Like we learned from Mr. Harding, the reaction to the drug was delayed but not overcome. He burst apart that door like it was nothing. Look, could I see him? It's been over 12 hours now.
He's gone all cold, Miss Grant. He's in the hospital just up the hall. They dug a bullet out of his leg above the knee, stitched him up, and have just left him in his own cold storage. There's not much else you can do with a doctor when he's wounded or sick. All right, after we've finished here, you can go sit by him if you like.
What do you mean he's gone all cold?
That's how he recovers. He goes into a coma, half freezes over, and comes out of it again in a few hours or a few days. And when he does come back, he's well, or nearly so.
Well, what sort of bloke is he then?
Well, he's not from around here anyway.
Oh, here comes that nurse to shoo us out.
Miss Grant, if they'll let you get up, you can go see him. He's just down the hall.
Oh, look at you, gone all cold. Well, it looks like you're warming up again. You've started to perspire. It's always a good sign. I'll see to you. There. That's better, isn't it?
Joe. You.
Did I? You didn't hurt me. Not much. I've just stepped in to see to you.
Her? The woman?
You didn't hurt her either. Just frightened her. She shot you, you know. How's the leg?
Not so bad. Not bad. I just need to close my eyes for a second.
Yes. Rest your eyes. Everything's all right. I'm right here.
I didn't want to hurt you. Or frighten you. I don't want you to be afraid of me.
Afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you, Doctor. Even when you're annoyed with me for bashing into things or ruining your experiments, I'm never really properly afraid of you. I just let you think so sometimes to cheer you up.
Oh, is that it? Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Why don't you sleep a little longer? I'm here.
Yes. Yes, I will sleep. I can sleep now. Now I know you're all right.
That's right. Off you go. Oh, Inspector Jules.
We think we've got it about sewn up, Miss Grant. If she tries to plead off on charges of murder, we'll have to call you as a witness. The lad, Jeffrey Banner, has been brought in. We expect him to turn on her. She was manipulating him rather badly.
Yes, it sounds like it's over.
So you're back on duty at unit?
Yes, but thank you for what you did. Thank you for everything. I do hope we'll continue to be friends.
Do you love him, then?
Whatever a person feels for the doctor is rather wholehearted, whether it's what you're thinking or not. There's no middle ground with him, I suppose.
Right then. Well, I certainly enjoyed working with you. Certainly enjoyed your company.
Thank you again for everything.
Of course. Goodbye, Joe. I'll let you get back to him.
Goodbye.